You are now listening to episode 9 on Coolie Baby Express's podcast. This is one that you really want to take heed to and really open your spiritual eyes. Enjoy.
Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how, Father, and I ask that you just use my mouth, Father. I ask that you relax me, Father, so that your spirit can pour into me as you see fit, and so that I and your other children can gain from the knowledge and the wisdom that you are ready to pour upon our hearts and upon our spirits, Father God. I just thank you for who you are in my life. I thank you for continuing to show me the way so that I may be a vessel that's used to help show your other children the way, as well as you have your other children to help show me the way, Father. I ask that you just come into this atmosphere, this environment, this presence, Father God. Let your presence be known, felt, bold, and felt in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're about to do and what you're about to release in this hour. And I just agree, Father, I agree with you on all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be it unto us. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, beautiful souls. In this world, ka yadanu se we are not of this world. Kuli baby deya yadanu the tinga already, and I am here today, and here we are here on episode 9 of Kuli Baby Express's podcast. It's so good to be here with you guys. I'm happy to see you all. I'm happy to, you know, be on here with you guys. So this episode is going to be a tad bit different. And I know I say that a lot of times because God is just always doing different things in my life, whether it's with the podcast or my music or me teaching or whatever it is. God is just always doing something new. And the thing about God doing something new in your life, it's for you to be completely open to him, for him to have that space to do that new thing. You understand? The Bible tells us that God said he's doing a new thing. Okay, he will spring forth, right? Newness, new things, okay? New everything, okay? Whatever you want to think about, new. God is bringing forth new, okay? So, you have to be open. You have to open up yourselves completely so that God can, like, actually pour into you, right? So, the one thing that I want to say that's really pretty much what this topic is going to be about is the differences between being in your wilderness and not knowing that you have to remain for a certain amount of time. But I know a lot of times people, and I was one of those people, so a lot of times people feel like, okay, well, I'm in this wilderness, and because I found God here, that means I have to stay here. Now, I agree with that to a certain extent, okay? Yes, if God, remember, God allows all things. So if God allowed you to be placed in a wilderness, and say you were in that wilderness, but you didn't know God, right? You didn't accept God, right? But then being in that wilderness and just going through the things, remember, age is nothing, but experience is everything. So just going through that wilderness and experiencing everything that you've been, you start to reach out to Christ. You start to yearn for him, hunger for him, search for him, thirst for him, right? And then you actually chose to dedicate your life dedicate your life, be saved by him and accept him for who he is, what he's done for you and everything, right? And so, yes, I do agree that when you do find God in a specific wilderness, yeah, you do probably want to remain because God is going to be breaking down old stuff so he can, you know, bring forth that new. So if you leave that wilderness too early, I mean, prematurely, you're just going to probably forfeit the blessing or probably forfeit your promised land, you know? So I do agree. But when you have then grown, like when you have then grew out of what you were, like the shell or the what is the thing that the caterpillars be in? The cocoon, the cocoon that you were in for so long. And whether it was, you know, your cocoon could be anything. It could be a toxic relationship. It could be, your job, you know, that you were supposed to, you know, it could be just religion, you know, it could be bad habits, it could be so many things, whatever your cocoon is for you, right? When it came time for you, when you allowed, because everything is a choice, God gave us free will, so when you have chosen and allowed for God to actually do a work in you, okay? Now, when God is doing a work in you, it requires a lot of obedience, okay? You can't say, okay, well, God is doing a work with me and I'm letting him, and you completely doing the opposite of what he's telling you to do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, letting God work in you is being completely obedient to whatever you know for a fact and feel and hear in your spirit that he's telling you to do. All right. And so, and of course, you want to make sure you have good discernment. Pray for discernment every day, family. I tell you guys a lot of times, pray for discernment. Okay. Because just like God can speak to us, the enemy can too. Right. And if you're not able to discern the voice, you will always you'll find yourself in contradictions. You will find yourself, you know, having contrary thoughts. And let me tell you, God will never contradict what he told you the first time. No. That's confusion, and God is not of confusion. The confusion is the enemy, straight from the enemy. So every single day, we're supposed to be praying for discernment, because the discernment is not just given to you. Discernment is like a gift that you grow, like it, you gradually get it as you grow higher in Christ, right? So, you know, when you finally decide for God and allow yourself to be completely open for God to do a move in you, and you're deciding to be obedient, you know, when it's time for you to break out of that cocoon, remind you, you already accepted Christ. Now, you didn't know him then in the wilderness, but now you're further in the wilderness, and now you have accepted him, right, for who he is, and you are now being obedient, you're doing the work and everything, you're still in the wilderness. Okay, there's gonna come for a time for you to break out of that cocoon. It's gonna come for a time for you to come out. It's new levels now. It's elevated levels. It's increase now. God is never going to keep you stagnant. God is not a stagnant kind of God, right? He's an elevating kind of God. He's an increasing God, okay? He's a majestic level to level. He told us in the Bible, faith to faith, glory to glory. So why would he keep us on that same level? No, he wants to grow your faith so that he can get that glory. So he's going to bring you higher. And there is going to come a time that you have to completely break out of that cocoon, right? So, you know, that's one part of being in a wilderness, right? And, you know, you're like, okay, well, I got to remain because I found God here. Yes, remain until you have completely grown out of it, until you have shed all that dead skin, okay? Now, again, you don't want to remove yourself prematurely, because you don't want to forfeit anything that God has for you. So you want to make sure that you are completely healing, right? So now that's one aspect of it. But then there's another aspect of it where you're in a wilderness and you knew God already, okay? You didn't not know God, or, you know, maybe you backslid a little bit, but you knew who God was. You probably have already accepted him to be your Lord and Savior before. So, you know, it's not like you don't know anything of God, or you haven't been, you know, deep in God before and all these things. Now, this is a wilderness where probably you've probably backslid a little bit. You probably let go off of God a little bit. You probably strayed away. You understand? You probably strayed away from God a little bit. And we all do that. We can't sit down here and tell you a whole story of me backsliding, straying away. Like, I was probably in heaven, I probably won the award for the biggest strayer. Because I'm telling you, in all of my 28 years, I've strayed away. So, but you're in a wilderness and you know God, you have already accepted him and all these things. And you find yourself in a wilderness where you allow God to, again, do a major work in you. Now, this work is kind of different because, like I said, and this is the situation now where you are in a wilderness, yes, but you have already accepted God as your own. You have already, and I don't mean when you were younger, when you didn't know who God was, but your family just did it for you. I mean, like, you know, as of age, conscious, able to make that decision for yourself, able to know right from wrong and stuff like that. You know, so you already accepted Christ, but now you're in this wilderness, and yeah, you strayed away, you backslid, whatever. But now you're allowing God to do a work in you like you ain't never had been before, okay? Like I said, you know Christ, right? But all your life of knowing Christ and choosing Christ, you ain't never experienced him like this before. So as you're in this wilderness, you're experiencing him and you're growing deeper. And I mean, you're getting so anchored in Christ that it gets scary, okay? You're getting so anchored and deeper in Christ that it's like, wow, you're seeing things that you never saw before in your life. You're having dreams and visions that you never saw before in your life. You're feeling him. You're feeling his presence so strongly. You're seeing and hearing revelations like you never have in your whole entire life. So when you're having these things, it's allowing you to shed more that you probably didn't even think you had more dead skin, but it's like it's there, and it's allowing you to shed more and more dead skin that you didn't even know was there. And so you're like, you just feel like you're just in this whirlwind, but you're coming out. It's like, I don't know if I explain it in words. It's like you're in this whirlwind, right, at the bottom, and you're in the whirlwind at the bottom, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning, but you, as you're spinning, you're looking up and you're seeing the light at the tunnel. You see that opening at the top, right? And you're at the bottom and you're spinning, and you're just looking at the top. And as you're going around and around, I mean, you're going fast, okay? It's uncomfortable, okay? It's not what you're used to, okay? It feels like you don't want to be there, okay? But you're spinning, and as you're spinning, you're just focused on the opening that you see at the top there. And literally, as you're going in that discomfort, you are literally transforming. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You are literally transforming into who Christ has originally, from your origin, who he originally has called you by name to be. Hallelujah. Okay? You just keep your eyes focused on that opening, and then before you know it, you have transformed. Oh, hallelujah, y'all. I feel this so deep in my spirit, y'all. I feel this so deep in my spirit. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is saying like the whirlwind. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's so funny because the high school I went to, Grimsley High School, the mascot is a whirly. It's called Whirlies, right? Like, we are the Whirlies, right? And it's a whirlwind, like a tornado. Thank you, Jesus. And honestly, if you like, kind of picture like a tornado, like put a picture of a tornado and a picture of a cocoon next to each other. No, they don't look exactly alike, but they might. I'm seeing in my Holy Spirit is bringing it to my spirit, like they have the same form, right? So it's like the cocoon is the wilderness where you didn't know God, but in that wilderness that you never been through before, you found Christ. And then you grew out of it, and it was time for you to break through. And now this wilderness, you already knew Christ and accepted Christ, right? But you were like, you like playing defense a little bit, or a lot of it, whatever. And then in this wilderness that you never experienced before, you experienced God on a whole different level that you never have experienced before. And then you just start deciding. It's after you make that choice, guys. It's after you make the choice to decide to be that open vessel so God can do the work in you. And when you decide to be that open vessel so that God can do the work in you, you start to transform, and it's uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. You will be sitting in discomfort. It's like you're sitting in a chair, and the chair is called discomfort. Okay, and you say, it's like you can choose the discomfort chair or the comfortable chair. And if you're going with God, the discomfort chair is what you're choosing. And like you're sitting in this discomfort, and you don't know what's going on, you don't know how it's happening or what's actually happened, but you know something is happening, and you know God is behind it, but you can't put your finger on exactly what or how, right? But it's happening. And in the midst of it happening, you just keep, like I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. You keep your focus on the opening at the top. And that's you keeping your focus on God. That's you keeping your focus on the only one who can bring you out of that wilderness. Okay. And as you continue to keep your focus, like I said, you don't want to prematurely do something that you're not supposed to do. You don't want to prematurely make any decisions unless God has given you that insight to do so. You understand? Because you don't want to forfeit what God has for you. You don't. God has major things for us all. He has something for you, and you do not want to forfeit it. So you're in your wilderness, and you feel uncomfortable, but you feel transformation. You can feel it. You can. Not only can you see it and hear it, because sometimes we see it and hear it, but then we still like be in denial. You know, we're human, and we gotta, we very good at being in denial, right? So we can hear it and we can feel the transformation, but for some reason we're just still in denial about it. So at the same time, you're looking up and you're keeping your eyes focused on the one who is bringing you out. As you're in that uncomfortable place, as you're transforming, and as you're going through these things, as you're losing people, as you're losing things, as you're losing hope, as you're losing motivation, as you're losing your creativity, as you feel like you're losing so much stuff, but in real life you're gaining. If you look at the whirlwind, right, at the very bottom of the whirlwind, it's the skinniest. And as you go from the bottom of the whirlwind all the way to the top, it gets wider and wider and wider. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So as you're going up, transformation is happening. And the more uncomfortable it gets, the more you are growing, the more strength you're growing, the more endurance you're growing, and it's getting wider and wider because you're increasing. It feels uncomfortable the more you go higher, but you're increasing more. You're increasing so much more. You're elevating so much more. And you don't even see that, right? But this is what God is saying. Keep your focus up. Keep your focus upward. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your focus upward, okay? No matter what it feels like, no matter what it may look like around you, not everything that seems is. It's not what it seems. All right? Keep your focus upward. Keep your eye on that light at the end. Keep your eye on that opening at the top. Keep your eye on Jesus Christ, and you shall endure till the end. The Bible tells you the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong. Is given to the one that can persevere and endure to the end. You could be the weakest amongst whoever, but because you're choosing to endure, this is who the race is given to. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I just had to share that, okay? You may be in your wilderness right now, and you are kind of like, what is this? What's going on? You can start by this. When you became in the wilderness that you are in right now, did you already have accepted God before you got there? Did you not know God, but as you like kept walking in that wilderness, you found Christ? If that's you, you're in the wilderness, and as you're walking, you didn't know Christ, but now you kept walking in the wilderness, you found Christ. You kept, you know, having all these things come against you, but you found Christ. Remain, and I'm telling you, God will reveal it to you. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you reveal it to this person, your child, that it is time to break out of that cocoon. Father, whenever you say so, whenever you see fit, and you see that it's time for your child to break out of this cocoon, in Jesus' name, you will reveal it to them. And they will not question it. They will see it clearly in clarity and see that it's you, and they will break out. They will break out and leave what's behind. Thank you, Jesus. And if it is you that you already knew God, but because of the decisions that you made, you found yourself in a wilderness. And right now you're in a wilderness. But in this wilderness, as you trot on in this wilderness, you opened yourself up back to God. You probably rededicated your life. You probably got rebaptized again, right? You probably got saved again, right? You rededicated your spirit, your soul, your life back to God. And you said, Father, have your way in me. And God's been doing his thing. And a lot of things been happening. You're just like, where is this coming from? I don't know. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I'm here to tell you that you are just transforming. This is just a part of your journey. You are transforming. It's going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to go through some things where it's just like, what in the world? And it's going to be things that people, because you're transforming out of it, people might talk down on you or negative or whatever. It could be anything. I was about to name some things, but Holy Spirit said, don't do that. You know, I just want to give this word simple, and you take your wilderness to God. You take your situation and your circumstance to God and let God reveal to you in the name of Jesus. Father, if this person that's in the wilderness that already knew you, Lord Jesus, but then they open themselves back up to you, Father God, I declare and decree that you will reveal to them, Lord Jesus, what you need to be revealed to them in this wilderness that they are currently in right now, Father. I ask you to speak in clarity to your child, Lord God. Let them know that you are here. You always been here, and maybe sometimes when you were still, it's just because you are doing something behind the scenes that they cannot see, they cannot hear, they won't know it, Lord God, but they need to rest in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit say rest right where you are. Can you see from where you're coming from to where you are right now, and you have more time on your hands, or you have a lesser busier schedule? Or the Holy Spirit is saying rest right where you are. Rest. Don't think too much on prematurely leaving or prematurely making a move, because God has that under control. If you make a move before God, then you're forfeiting. And that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to be in that path, okay? Because you're going to feel like you're back at square one and we came too far. Okay, I'm talking to you now that's in the wilderness, that you already knew Christ and now you decided to get stronger in Christ, okay? You don't want to go back 17 steps. You don't want to go back to square zero. So I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, you will speak to your people. You will reveal to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Woo. This kind of felt like, it actually really feels like a prophetic utterance. And I know this is an episode, and you guys already know, like, I let God lead the way when it comes to these episodes, when it comes to my if he gives me a prophetic word video, when it comes to just the video, a video that I feel on my spirit to listen. I let Holy Spirit has his way, and this is why I pray in the beginning to invite him in and have him have his way, his will, his way. Okay, so this is pretty much, and it feels like, and it's confirmed for me in my spirit that this is a prophetic utterance. And guys, I'm actually going to watch this back, like, I mean, without editing and all that stuff, like, I'm just going to watch this back and let Holy Spirit speak into my soul again. This is for somebody. And if you are under the sound of my voice, I just pray that you take this to the Father. Take this to Father, Abba, and let him tell you and show you and reveal to you. It's such a beautiful thing when you have an intimate relationship with God and you allow him to show you things. It's beautiful. Let him show you, okay? And those for you that want to be saved, go ahead and repeat after me. Father, I thank you so much for who you are in my life. Thank you for showing up when I didn't even show up for myself. Thank you for accepting me when I ran away from you time and time after again. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for dying for me when I did not deserve it. And because of who you are in your glory, Lord, I choose to serve you forever and ever and ever and ever, Lord God. And I can't wait until the day that we are united together in spirit. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for being my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be it unto you, be it unto me, be it unto us. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go to the website, www.cb17visionz.com. That's www.cb17visions.com. Okay, I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. You're done with the tingle already. You already know we growing and growing and growing. Okay, next episode is episode 10. Yes, God is so good. I will see you guys on episode 10. I love you. Be blessed.
Once again, thank you all for tuning in to Coolie Baby Expresses. Thank you so much, and be sure to stream the latest music, High Vibes, Coolie Baby featuring iPinky. It is now out on all music streaming platforms, and as well as all of Coolie Baby's music on all streaming platforms. Be sure to check out the website at www.cb17visionz.com. And as we say, beautiful souls in this world, because we are not of this world, stay prayed up.